לא יודע מה חילה ולשם נכנסים שתקח את רגל של הצלחם. פשוט משגיח שליטה, גרעין הצדק למטסיו סלומן, פשוט ידידי וחביבי, רב הגרעין בסול רייזמן שליטה, ידידי וחביבי, רב הגרעין בברום שור שליטה, רבונים, גאונים, חשובים, כל הכל הקודש הזה, אחי ורעי. When you address an issue, it's important to address the people you're addressing. And they have to know who they are. Vosa megizokt in the mikveh, ereb sukkis and flapush. I want to inform you of a conversation that took place outside the mikveh, ereb sukkis, in Flatbush. A fella's telling the other fellas as they're leaving the mikveh, my wife disappeared today. And we didn't know what happened to her. And we were terrified, we were going to call the police. And a few hours before Yom Tov she returned and I said, what happened? I went to daven by the kever of the Rav HaKoilel of New York, Hagayin Rabbi Yankif Yosef Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I got there a few minutes before 4. There was traffic on the Interborough, the Jackie Robinson. I came to the gate of the Beis HaKfaris, and they told me, lady, you only have 10 minutes. All I need is 5. So the husband asked the wife, what did you daven about? She said, I davened by the kever of Rav Yankif Yosef that we should be able to sit in the sukkah tonight. This year in New York, if you remember, there were ominous reports, 100% chance of rain. It wasn't a chance, it was going to happen. A deluge, a downpour. So she rushed to daven at the kever of Yankif Yosef that we, the Yidden in New York, should be zeicha to sit in the sukkah. And another fellow says, that's interesting, because in my firm we had a very gala, elegant lunch catered to several wealthy clients. And the boss turned to myself and 3 others and said, come and eat. It's supposed to rain tonight. You won't get to eat until midnight. And we all said we'd love to. But yesterday we were makabel tonis that we should be zeicher to sit in the sukkah tonight. That's whom I'm addressing. A machin a kodesh, a flatbush of New York, of Minneapolis. They asked me to get a Minneapolis. We are a machin kodesh. Vayig balibay bedakei Hashem. We're not going to cease and desist because it's terrifying. That's not the only reason. But because it's beneath our dignity. Says Rabbi Isaac Sher, Minikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael loy mitoich prishus ele mitoich hashivus. Rav Gadol Eisner, the great mashkiach of Ger, mashpia, after the Muhammad Zaharas of Chub in Europa, he met a chassidah shebacha who lived through the concentration camps. And he said, Rabbi, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm marrying a shiksa, a goyite. And Rav Gadol did not respond and say, it's also Gehenim, Isulim Dairaisa, the Rabbodon, Shulchan Aruch Zot Aznish, that wasn't his response. The Gadol said, Pas Folk Nisht, Far Hasidah Shebocha, Sutana Zasotach. It's really beneath your dignity. If everything is said and done, you live through the concentration camp, you're a Hasidah Shebocha. And it's not the thing to do. And you know what? He didn't do it. So at the end of the day, Vayig Balibay Bedalke Hashem, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us terminology according to the Ari, according to the Zohar HaKodesh. The word typifies the essence of the individual, of the object. Avram, about Chesed. What does it mean to enable your browser? We are not browsers. Could you imagine? You're walking past St. Patrick's Cathedral. Let's browse. Ashram in upstate New York. I'd like to browse. Chas v'sholem. We don't browse. We're not browsers. When I got married, some lady told me, distant relative, how come you're not looking at me? Just because you're married? She said, just because you're on a diet, you can't look at the menu? I said, yeah, I can't look at the menu. I'm on a diet. I'm always on a diet. Anyone on a diet realizes that you don't salivate over something that you can't have. All the terminology clearly is that Rabbeinu Shlom teaching us the web, to get caught in the web of Avedo that we sin for ourselves. The concept of an internet, we're not into anything. According to the Meshech Chochma, Shabbos is a day to remain with your family. And that's why you don't carry. And that's why there's no social event. Because it's Shabbos Kodesh, we're independent on our own. Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi means wireless fidelity. Snitch fidelity. It's infidelity. Fidelity means to be loyal. It's disloyalty. To the Rabbeinu Shlom, to our families, to the Gemara, to things that we can do for others, to time. We don't browse. We have fidelity. And we're a machane kodesh. We need Hatzlacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ona Hashem Hatzlicha No. There's a raging debate amongst mental health practitioners, professionals, as to whether these issues are simen or siba. Are they the cause of the problem or a symptom of a deep-seated problem? And the reality is, it's probably a synthesis, a compendium, a combination of both. So how do we deal with all of this? We make a bracha, asher bracha abonu mikol ha'amim, v'nosan lono estei osei. Asks the Yalei Zvash, Rabbi Yonis and Aibishit, asher bracha abonu mikol ha'amim, ata v'chaltonu mikol ha'amim, we chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went to the nations of the world and they refused the Torah. He went to Yishmael, they couldn't deal with Leis Ignoy. Edom, the Nazis, they couldn't deal with Leis Hilzach. We said Nasav and Nishma, we chose Hashem. How do we make a bracha? You chose us and gave us the Torah. We took the Torah. Explains Rabbi Yonasan Aibishitz, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnun Vov, says, Ein Mazal Yisrael. Avram Avinu saw, Bitzadnino he saw the future, that he was not destined to have children. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was magbia him v'yigba me'al hamazul and Avraham Hoyled Es Yitzchak. Explains the Yalei Zvash, you know why Yishmael couldn't take the Torah? Because they are ganov. That's their mazul. About it is Zechir Chofshis, there's no question, they have freedom of choice. But their natural tendency, Yishmael, is to be ganov. Edom Reitzrim, a bloodlust. That's it, it's serious. They couldn't accept the Torah because one of the mitzvahs is Leis Tzilzach. And that went kineged their mazel. But Klal Yisrael has no mazel. The Rabbeinu Shlom was magbias me'ala mazel. And he gave us the Torah that we can learn and keep in its entirety because we're l'malam in our mazel. That's the way we support our families. We give tzedakah. We pay tuition. We live our lives, it's all l'malam min ha'mazel. This is something we can clearly do. Some sefer says the physiology of a Jew is different than a non-Jew. Well, certainly spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, we're very, very different. Our core values are different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares Ki li kol b'chol b'vnei Yisrael. Says the Sforna. B'chorei Mitzrayim should have been killed in Makas B'chores. They were dignified. They were anashim chashuvim. And the more dignified you are, the more culpable you are. The more responsible you are. And if Klal Yisrael had succumbed to the abyss of the 49th Shar Tumah, they were responsible. So how did they survive Makas Pechayres? says this Purna Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them Kedusha. He made them into an object of Hegdish. Kili! They belong to Him! Once they belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mashkes couldn't touch them. They were culpable. It was their responsibility, the ills of Klal Yisrael. Nevertheless, once they became Hegdish, says the Spulna, they couldn't be touched. I boy say that's what this Asif is all about. It's not just to protect our Neshamas. It's not just to protect our Ruchnias and our Deiris. It's to protect our very lives. Because thousands of Yidden gathering together, we become Hegdish. We're Mugdish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of the challenging times that we face, spiraling downward economics, people who are not well, any crisis you want to think about, everything has become a crisis. The more Kedusha, the more protection. Ish kiyafli lindor neder nozel hazel Hashem. Says Ibn Ezra, this is a dover pele. Because in reality, roiv ha'olam ha'olech achata v'isav. The world goes after their times. And a person who becomes a nazir, is swimming upstream against the grain. And therefore, it's yafli. It's amazing. It's extraordinary. Says the Balaturim, this is the reason why an individual who became a nazir couldn't be metama lemesim. And Molav Yashiv Shlita explains this in an incredible fashion. A person who becomes a nazir for 30 days can attain Ruach HaKodesh. He can become a Navi. And there was a fear that individuals who would see him attaining his Ruach HaKodesh would think he got it because he spoke to the Mason. So he's not allowed in the Beis HaKfaris. So that people should know that he attained that level of Ruach HaKodesh because of his Naziris. That's what it means for 30 days. If our Machane accepts this for 30 days, we can attain Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah. A Madrega, what people are going to say, they're so exalted, it's lahasli. It's incredible. And we got to make sure not to become Tamil Mason. So the Shankin Son is in Klal Yisrael. Nobody's speaking to the Mason. Because the reality is, it's an inner Kedusha that we're activating. I also have a mission statement. But before I get to the nitty gritty of my few minute presentation, I want to throw over a trusha of the Chassam Sofer. Can't do it justice, but it's Kedai. It's Tov Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Chassam Sofer gave a drusha Shabbos Shuva. And the drusha is printed on page Chavav. It's an incredible drusha. The Gemara in Yuma and Daf Samech Tetzum in Beis says, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah Horgu, they destroy the Taiva for Avodah Zarah, and they blacken the eye for the Taiva for Arayas. Explains the Chassam Sofer, before the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah came, people davened, but on their own. There wasn't a formula for tefillah. But when it came to Avodah Zarah, they gathered in mass. And were prescribed rituals. So the Koyach HaTumah was incredibly strong. So how the Chassam Sofer says, how will Anshei Knesset HaGdolah mevatel the Koyach HaTumah? By having Klal Yisrael build Batei Knesiyos. By being misaken Tfilah, Shmein Esrei, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And by having 10 people gather L'Shem Shamayim. And by strengthening Klal Yisrael's Koyach Avoid, the Koyach HaTfilah, they negated completely, they killed the Yetzer Hara for Avoid Zara, and blackened the eye of the Yetzer Hara for Arayis. The Shetama said, where does the Koyach HaTumah come from? From empty tefillahs. We say the words, we don't mean what we say and say what we mean. So the Sitra Achra takes all that koyach that's lacking in our tefillahs and it's applied to the dark force, the koyach HaTumah. Rabbi says it's a deep-seated problem.
And it's not just the internet or the smartphone or social networking. As we all realize that all that are here, it's Yiras Shemayim. It's Avas Hashem. It's Avas Yisrael. It's Achdus. It's an Avodah. So realize when you're riveted on the screen, you're taking away from being fixated on the Siddur. And if you become fixated on the Siddur, that Yetzer Hara is going to crumble and be blackened before your eye. That's our Avodah. Now, as I mentioned, I am the expert on smartphones. To reiterate what Rav Reisman Shlita said, you have to have a real filter. The specs, the software, the hardware, all has to be current. A lot of these techniques are not going to work if it's not current. The code and the password you don't even need. And if you want to have it, you divide it amongst the husband and the wife. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Neither has to know the other's part of the code. There's no reason in the world to change that setting. And as Rav Reisman mentioned, it should be something that's real. Not an address. Not a phone number. Not a birthday. Something the children won't get to. Apologize. The first thing to do with a BlackBerry is to disable the browser. Have it enabled only for email, text messaging, and for the phone itself. If it's absolutely necessary to have a browser, run it through a network administrator. That means if you belong to a particular company or you have a certain company, then all their BlackBerries should run through the network administrator and he can properly filter your BlackBerry. If it's your own private BlackBerry, then JNet offers a BES filtering for private service. There's no problem. So if you have a BlackBerry, lechatchila, get rid of the browser. We don't need to browse. We're not going to the cathedral. We're staying out of those places. Could you imagine you have business in East New York? You double park your car. You don't even park. You run in and you run out. You're going to park your car, walk down the street, in the middle of the night, enter the apartment building, climb the stairs. You're terrified. Knock on the door. Walk into that apartment and sit down with a cup of coffee. But that's what happens now. There are no gedorim. In a second, in a moment, that's where you are. So you don't need the browser. But if for business you need the browser, have it filtered. Either through a network administrator or on your own through JNet. An Android. Install a web filter, K9, cloud. Go to Play Store, download filter, and you're done. The iPhone comes automatically with a Safari. Built in, there's no such thing as a Messias of iPhone without Safari. You have to replace the Safari with a filter. K9, for example. Go to App Store, download filter. Go to settings, restrictions, create a PIN number. Turn off the Safari, YouTube, app downloads. But you got to turn off the Safari. It's relatively easy. And it's nearly impossible. But we can do it. And I want to just conclude. In the upcoming Parsha, says Rashi, Ha'ayin roye, v'halev choymed, and the guf does the avera. Eye, heart, body. Eye, heart, body. If that's the case, then in Kriya Shema we should say v'leis asur achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem. You say v'leis asur achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem, v'achrei nechem, v'achrei nechem, v'achrei levavchem. The eye sees, the lev is choymed. So why do we say this is Rachel Levavchem Achrei Nechem? It should be Einechem and then Levavchem. The Torah says the newspaper.
You read a kosher newspaper, whichever newspaper it is. And then they give you the chid on the newspaper. To 20 people. And you all fail miserably. You know why? Because one person is only interested in news about Eretz Yisrael. The only other individual only cares about economics. The third is interested in the simchis. The fourth is looking for a sale. Each person reads what his heart is calibrated to see. But it's up to the lathe. I was once traveling in Manhattan with my younger children years ago, and I was on a kail budget looking for a pizza store. They told me there's a pizza store in Manhattan, it's called Yisrael. I was driving not far from Madison Square Garden. You all know Madison Square Garden, the former home of the Seam of the Daf Yomi. Al Kopanim, I was stuck in traffic. The Zogai, Ringling Brothers Kosher Circus, Barnum and Bailey Kosher Circus, the elephants could have been marching around my car. I wouldn't have noticed it. Because I was fixated in trying to find that kosher pizza shop. And it's the Zel Bezach. Imagine you were holding Mar of Moshe Feinstein's Atzal's hand and walking in Manhattan. You wouldn't see a thing! Ramosha didn't see a thing. My Rebbe Moran Agurin before Shmubirma Zatzal would walk up and down King's Highway. He didn't see anything. Where's your heart? Where's your heart? Because where your heart is, that's what you're going to see. And I'm here to say, Hashem the Rabbonim, Hashem the Mashgiach, Hashem the Rosh Yeshiva of Aaron Shlita, who wrote a letter for the Tzatzifa, Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Berlin, that our hearts are in the right place. We don't follow our hearts. We live lives of Kedusha and Tahara. And now we've got to filter out the negativity. You can have a golf umbrella that protects three people, but when you close that umbrella, you get soaked. You can walk for 3 miles with that umbrella, and you don't get wet, but when you pull down that umbrella, you're going to get soaked. You remove the filter, we'll get soaked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mated, that we should be zecher b'siyata d'shmaya, to grow together as a kehila kedusha, to have the protection of Kedusha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us from all the ills that can befall a nation, will be zechut to the greatest simcha b'vias HaGel Merevi Ameinu. Amen.